I should never have come here. Everyone thinks I'm a monster. I'll never find anyone to adopt me. I don't look pretty enough for anyone to even want to care for me. Wait, stay back. I'm fine. I don't want your help. You can go. My host family, they hated me. When they came out to greet me and saw what I was, they were horrified. They called me terrible things and said that I had no place in this world. That someone like me would never be welcome. So I ran away, and they got what they wanted. Then I kinda got lost. Your world is so stupid. Nothing makes sense. How can you even know where you're going? Doesn't even matter in the end. I'm just some weird freak of nature. Well, I don't care what you think. You humans are all the same. You take one look at me and make up your mind that I can't be anything other than a monster. I don't fit the standard. I mean, what did you humans expect when the realms opened up? That we monster girls wouldn't be monsters? I knew you could be foolish, but this dumb, hardly. You don't think I'm a monster? Yeah, sure, I believe you. A random human hears me crying, takes pity on me and says, "You're not a monster." Well, no, you don't actually sound like that. I'm just being rude, okay? You're best just to leave me alone and forget about me. I'm not your responsibility. I'm not anyone's. How do I know you're not just tricking me and trying to take me back? I don't ever want to see their faces again. If it means I have to stay out here in the freezing cold, then so be it. Why would I want to go somewhere I'm not wanted? Look me in the eyes and say it again. How do I know you're even in a position to care for a monster girl? You live alone? Do you even want to learn anything about my dietary needs, my upkeep? How do I know you won't take me in for one day and then kick me out the next because you've had enough? How barbaric. I like it. Oh my gosh. That's so much nicer than I expected. And it feels a lot better being inside. I'm not very good at keeping warm. My blood is mixed to tolerate extreme temperatures for a long time. Although I can endure it, I'll still complain though. Hey, if you don't mind, can we sit down for a bit? All that walking has tired me out. I still don't quite understand. Everyone else recoils at the sight of me. Why didn't you? You thought I was cute? Really? Oh, yeah, my legs kinda have a mind of their own. They always do that when I'm excited. Sorry. Guess there's a lot to learn about spider girls like me, huh? Oh, You like it? You find it relaxing, huh? I can do it more if you like. I know it's a bit strange since we've only really just met, but I would like if our relationship could move along nicely. Not to be weird, but you're pretty alright for human, and I'd like to skip past the pleasantries and awkward small talk. Look, I'm sorry if I was kind of mean to you before. I've just never really had any good experience with humans until now. You're different, though. You're kind to me. I just felt really standoffish. I get like a spider sense if someone could be in a position to hurt me, and I thought you would, but, well, in this case, I'm glad that I'm wrong. As much as I hate to admit it, however, does that feel nice for you at least? I haven't actually been this up close before. My host family didn't even hug me or shake my hand when I was first introduced. It was clear they were expecting an adorable little Neko or Kitsune to come waltzing on in. Sorry, I'm being a downer. Let me focus on some more tippy taps for you. I was wondering, since you don't seem to mind me being around, do you think maybe you'd be my host family? I promise I'll behave. I know it's sudden, it really is, but I just feel really good about this. In return, I can do a lot of favors. I mean, you already know, with the extra long legs, I can do basic stuff like cleaning super fast, run to the store for you if you need something. I can do more of those tapping sessions if you like. I wouldn't mind. It's kind of fun being up close and personal. I mean, if we contact the right person, transfer of ownership can be issued, then you will be my master. Sorry, caretaker. I'm not sure master was the correct word there. I don't know. It's up to you. You will? You promise? Like Pinky promised that we did before? Thank you so much. You don't realize how life-changing this is for me. Oh, hey, but that feels really nice. Do you think you could keep that up for a bit? And we can keep hugging as well? This is really nice. Feels like the first time I've been embraced like this in a long while. Can you stop for 1 second? I have a confession to make. You see, I ran away quite some time ago. I assumed the government would come looking for me, but they never did. My original host family mustn't have cared enough to actually make a report. So I spent a few days hiding away at the park. That's when I noticed you. You take the same route every day after work. You were always so kind to those around you, going out of your way to help others without any expectations in return. You even interacted with humans and their adoptive monster girls. Do you remember the mummy girl that passed you by in a hurry after a child pulled some of her bandaging off? You stopped her to apologize on behalf of the child. Then you had a strong word with the mother. I was there for that. There was just something about you that felt so alluring, like I couldn't resist you. I didn't mean to spy on you, I promise. I just wanted... I should just get to the point. I think I might have feelings for you. I know I'm not meant to. That relationships between humans and monsters is technically illegal or heavily discouraged, but I can't help but feel this way about you. You make me feel so happy and safe. All I want to do is be your little spider girl. Do you think you could ever love a monster girl back? Mm-hmm. Should I take that as a yes? That you like me back? This is more than I could have ever hoped for. I promise I'll do my best to please you. You've made me so happy. Do you think we could fall asleep like this? Snuggled up together, I mean. Our bodies pressed on one another's. I'm so tired, but I really just want to be close to you. My little heart is beating so fast, but I feel relieved. Let me get comfy then. Is it okay if I ask you something? Would it be okay if you played with my hair again? It's comforting, like a warm, loving embrace. It's been a while since I felt this.